To some different news now, this Thursday, March 1st, Google will change its privacy policies, which will allow the internet giant to take a whole lot of information it already collects about individual users and consolidate it to better target advertising. The move is raising privacy concerns and has prompted lawsuits by consumer groups and a letter of complaint to Google signed by 36 state attorneys general. So we ask NPR's Steve Henn to explain to us how all this online tracking works and what its impact is.
President's weekend, I grabbed a box of Thin Mints and piled my kids into the minivan.
I am here too.
We were headed skiing.
I think we're almost there, but I don't know. Are we, Daddy?
The last thing on my mind was that I was being watched.
Our car's a mess.
Except for the fact that my daughter was playing with a video camera in the back seat. But when we got home and I clicked on my computer, one of the very first ads I saw was for the ski resort we had just left.
What you saw is something called retargeting.
Jonathan Mayer is a grad student at Stanford. He says computer cookies are tiny bits of code that track you online make ads like that one possible.
Where the user goes to some website and then later on an ad is targeted.
Turns out I saw an ad for a discount on lift tickets when we got back because I had checked the weather at the ski resort before we left. Now, most people know they're being observed online, but figuring out exactly how all this works can be incredibly complicated. A couple of weeks ago, Jonathan Mayer caught Google circumventing built-in privacy protections on Apple's Safari web browsers. Most of the time, Safari blocks tracking code or cookies from ad networks, but
there's an exception to Safari's cookie blocking policy.
If an ad network creates an online form and builds it into a website, and then you fill that form out, that network's allowed to give you a cookie.
And there's some totally legitimate use cases for this exception. But there was a known abuse where you could create an invisible form and then submit the form without any user click, just using script. And we noticed that four companies were doing just that.
Google was one of them, submitting invisible forms and planting cookies without permission. Google says it was just trying to make its social networking services and ads work on Apple computers, but its engineers goofed.
I definitely felt like I've seen this before.
Lori Faith Craner is a computer science professor at Carnegie Mellon University. She says there is a long tradition in this industry of companies tricking built-in privacy protections.
There are a large number of companies that have been circumventing Internet Explorer's privacy protections for a long time.
Lori Craner did a study in 2010 that found more than 11,000 of them. Mark Rotenberg is from the Electronic Privacy Information Center. He says expecting consumers to protect their privacy by managing cookies on their computer browsers is insanity.
It's completely unrealistic. It's like asking people to drive cars to measure their brake lining every time they get in their vehicle.
These days, cookies are just the beginning. Newer technologies like beacons and pixel tags make online tracking more refined and persistent. Beacons can actually track the movements of your mouse around your screen. Consumer advocates and academics have been arguing for years that this system's out of control. The web needs simple principles for privacy protection.
One is that when a consumer sets up their privacy settings, they have to actually work.
Lori Craner.
The second thing is that consumers have to actually be able to understand what they're doing and have settings and controls that actually make sense to them.
So privacy advocates have been pushing the idea of a do not track list. And Jonathan Mayer came up with a simple technology to make it work.
It's kind of like planting a no trespassing sign on your lawn, only for your web privacy.
One click on your browser.
And you check off, tell websites I don't want to be tracked. And then your browser handles the rest.
It sends a signal to every site on the internet saying, stop. Last week, some of the biggest sites out there said they'd listen. The Digital Advertising Alliance, which includes Google, announced it would adopt Jonathan Mayer's Do Not Track technology. But
what they have to do when you turn on the Do Not Track feature is not quite settled yet.
Advertisers like Google say they won't send you any more targeted ads.
But they don't say anything about tracking itself.
And some big firms like Facebook and Twitter are not part of the deal.
And so in the privacy space, I think increasingly what's becoming common is privacy theater, where companies offer functionality not because it actually provides consumers with privacy protections or privacy choice, but rather because it provides the illusion of privacy protections or privacy choice.
Still, consumer advocates say the do not track function doesn't have to play out this way. But for it to work, the digital no trespassing sign you plant in your yard will have to mean something. Companies will have to respect it. And there will need to be cops on the beat you can call when someone breaks in anyway. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.